When you learn a new trigger or anchor for hypnotic trance, it can be important to understand what, logically, you are feeling and using. An anchor is a reminder, a tool, and what it's usually reminding you of is that, in the end, regardless of the words I speak, it is the way your mind and mine agree on certain concepts, intertwine, entangle, and connect, even over a long distance. The way transferred energy comes from my system to yours, words conveying themselves, even the things you feel in response to the words I say, even those feelings are, at the end of it all, energy. Neurons firing, your body responding. When you hear my voice, it can help to have another reminder on top of that, to really make you vibrate in the same phase, the same way, make your thoughts align perfectly. And like with all meditation, with all hypnosis, it can use a fair bit of your energy reserves to get on the right wavelength, to really do this. That's why sometimes it can feel like you already know what I'm going to say because your mind has been there before. But you still have to go through the motions, still have to feel yourself relax. Knowing when to relax can be quite difficult. Knowing when you are truly yourself because you have that internal system where you do speak truth, where all the parts of you communicate in their most complete and authentic way. Then you have the external systems you move into, project to. You may share your energy with them, but they are separate and different from your internal system. And the most powerful hypnotic and meditative anchor is some kind of firm reminder of the internal system. A band around your wrist. You already prepared. Latex, simple, symbolic, a reminder, but also a symbol of the entanglement you and I share. The way our thoughts tend to resonate in the same ways, at least and especially, when it comes to self-restoring, healing, liberating latex that brings you closer to your true self, closer to authenticity. There can be voids and gaps in the way we perceive ourselves versus the way we present ourselves. An authenticity we would share, but we have other concerns. But an inability to acknowledge what you need, what needs healing within you, is something we can mend. A band, a latex band worn on your body. When you are out in the rest of the world, you accumulate small drags upon your energy. You spend it. And a way of storing and replenishing that would be to have something which is completely in the province of you and your inner world. The authentic and truthful internal speaking that is part of meditation, part of truth, part of self. Hear my voice. But also, be aware of your own. When you are out in the external systems and you accumulate those drags on your energy, you will return to that band. As we get more advanced, you may wear it out to other places, but at least at first, leave it usually in a place that is your own, the place you trance or meditate or consider most appropriately part of your internal system, the internal system of you and I entangled. When you return to it, perhaps at the end of a busy day, or after running errands, whatever the circumstances, when you return to your band and slip it on, allow yourself to meditate for a moment or trance for a moment, but in particular, realize you are transitioning from entirely immersed in that outside system to having a little piece of eternal connection to your internal system, where we are entangled, where the energy of particular latex understanding, but also of meditating upon what you really need, upon healing the rifts within, finding the truth, peace, and relaxation of you, finding the place where you can disentangle all those drags on your energy from the day, and connect, vibrate into the right wave space with my voice, my thoughts that you already think. You just get reminded of them when I actually say them. The part of you connected to that latex awareness, that warm, energetic encouragement, that part of you is restored when you come home. Put on your latex band. You can run your fingers over it if you need to feel that inner self a little more purely. When you are on your own and in your own space, comfortable, you are at the most yourself. And then you go out into the world or into errands or into something else, and small drags occur. You end up vibrating a little bit out of tune with that purest, highest, most truthful self. The latex band remains a reminder of that, because it is left in a place you associate with reattuning to yourself. So contact with it brings you closer to what is authentically you, closer to what you are. And touching it, running your fingers along it while you're wearing it, is a reminder, a sudden connection to that energetic, intentional way of being, the truthful, exploratory, healing self that you can have when you're like that. And the more you touch and explore the parts of yourself that resonate in your internal system versus your external system, the more you can begin to understand how you vibrate and interact a little differently when you are outside of your most appropriate habitat. And then, by understanding the differences, you will be able to start to reconcile them, and it all comes from a simple exercise, something you can do actively. When you first put your band on, after returning, when you are reminded of the peace and calm that you feel in the place that band originates and is associated with, notice the difference between you in the outside and you in the pure internal space that band belongs to, that touch of latex on your skin. When you notice the differences, you can begin to resolve them, to heal the rift, to resonate in the same way in the outer world when interacting with others, as you do in your own space, and to draw on and increase the energy available to you there. Simple, methodical, advantageous, and all it takes is to leave that band in a safe, comfortable place entirely your own, to make it both a literal and a hypnotic reminder and anchor, to the place where you resonate most completely with inner truth, with talking to yourself in the way that all your systems understand, the private and secret language of self, the vibrations of your consciousness, energy, and understanding, the places that are yours. That's where you leave that band. And when you go there, you slip it on. And if you need to feel a reminder of the calmest, purest state of you, you might touch it. But just having it there draws you to that place where you and I are entangled, where our thoughts resonate together. And a place where you can be authentically true to yourself is tied to shimmering latex, to the surface you can touch, you can feel. A real and concrete anchor that is a reminder of a space where you may hypnotize, meditate, enter other places within the system of you. The reminder of that system, the bracelet of latex, the band of latex, always resonates with that part of you, the you that is authentic, self-truthful, healed, and whole. And when you go out in the world and get a little fatigued or confronted with the requirements out there, little drags may appear on your signal. You may start to resonate out of tune. You may vibrate in a way other than your true and authentic self. When that happens, you'll be able to return to that band, pick it up, slip it on, tap your fingers on it, feel your vibration restoring, and each time you can gain knowledge about the difference between you out in the world and you in the system of self. Because as you slowly begin to resonate with the same energy, the same awareness, all is energy and thought and the places we are entangled, as you become attuned to what that latex band means for you, you will notice the changes you undergo, the increases in comfort or peace or understanding. And in time, you'll be able to avoid the snags of the world outside, carrying the band within your system instead of needing the physical. But the physical can be reassuring, a reminder, an anchor, a restoration, a trigger, something you and I understand.